don't need ya. Oh no, I don't need ya. Do it on my own, cause I'm grown, I don't need ya. No ho, I don't need ya. Love you, then I leave ya. Now I got amnesia, cause no, I don't need ya. I don't need ya. Don't need ya. Don't need you. I don't know. I don't need ya. I don't need ya. Don't need ya. Don't need ya. Don't need you. I don't know. I don't need ya. I don't need ya. I'm grinding, getting my green up. Plotting, building my team up. You the last one that I think of. You think that I need ya. I'm solo in my machine. They taking photos when I'm on the streets. Tipping like a ballerina. But don't think that I didn't see the niggas folk call back in that beat. My on my note like an R&B singer. Keep the thing right next to my finger. In the trigger right next to my finger. One in a chamber ready to send a nigga to Jesus. I don't need nobody guard. I don't need nobody but God. Cause a lot of these niggas be fraud. And these hoes got me real paranoid. So that's why I keep my distance. I don't really need your assistance.
All right, WWFLIP, When We Feel Like It podcast, where we broadcast when the fuck we feel like it. And do you hear that, Aisha Curry? We don't need you. We really don't fucking need you. I hope you heard that, goddammit. Fuck wrong with you. Actually, I take that back already. I'm sorry, Aisha. I didn't mean that. Let me play something more suitable for you. I'm sorry. I really apologize about this. There you go, Aisha. We just want to get to know you a little better. Yo, man. But once again, it's your boy Sean right back in the building. As I said, this is When We Feel Like It podcast. And yeah, Aisha, I hope you heard this. That goes out to you. We just want you to be comfortable. We want you to know that we love you. But what kind of selfish bullshit is she really on? That shit is insane. You married to a superstar nigga. This nigga's making millions upon millions of dollars. He's one of the most talented athletes in sports today. The most marketed and talked about. And you still got fucking unhappiness inside of your little heart. What kind of bullshit is that? Somebody please tell me. Please let me know what that is, because I don't know what that is. And on the internet, I'm hearing a lot of chatter about the situation. Some women feel like she is 100% correct, and some women think she's out of line for it. Some men have sided with her. Other men think she's out of her fucking mind. And I think y'all already know where I fall on that scale. I think she's out of her fucking mind, but we're gonna get into that. Steph Curry also released a statement, and people are like, oh my god, I can't believe he co-signing that bullshit she's saying. But you have to understand, Steph Curry moves with a little bit more class. He's used to the spotlight. I don't think Aisha is fully used to the spotlight yet. So Steph Curry addressed it in a very politically correct manner. He also sided with his wife in the public, as you should as a man, and as she should have as a woman. But again, we're going to get to that. But you have to understand, that's what he said publicly. Privately, I already know he was on her ass. He was like, girl, don't say that shit no goddamn more. Don't say that shit no goddamn more. I already know that's what he was on. Ain't no way he was co-signing that shit privately. Fuck no. Hell no. Because you have to read between the lines and what she was really saying. What a lot of people are missing is, what Aisha is really saying is, she wants more attention than Steph Curry. That's what she's really saying. Because I did all of 15 seconds of research to know that she was full of shit. I went to her Instagram. First and foremost, her Instagram, she has 6.4 million followers on Instagram. Let's just start there. Number two, she has her own TV show where she's cooking, I believe. Number three, she has restaurants. I believe she even has a restaurant in Houston. People have been telling me this, but I haven't researched it or checked or anything. And I don't know how successful the restaurant is. But either way, these are three major things that you have. And you acting like you're not getting no attention at all. First and foremost, I went to her Instagram, like I said. I looked at a couple pictures of hers that were released before the interview was released. And guess what? You look in the comments and all you see is dudes with heart eye emojis, hearts, hearts, hearts. I love you. Oh my God, you're amazing. Grown men and women are showing her nothing but love. So I know she full of shit in terms of not getting the attention and she not feeling wanted and all this other bullshit. And again, she not talking about being wanted more by Steph Curry and being shown more attention from Steph. She talking about from other niggas. What kind of hoe ass shit is that? Somebody please explain this shit to me, because I'm not getting it. I don't get it at all. And plus, once again, off the research I've done, she's full of shit. Because once again, she's saying she wants more attention than Steph. That's what she's really saying. Because you have to read between the lines on this shit. And you already know I went the extra mile to check this shit out because I was not having none of this shit. They was even looking at her crazy in the roundtable interview. Willow Smith or whatever her name is, Will Smith's daughter. She was looking at her like, this girl's crazy. And the entire interview, everything Aisha said was negative. Every single statement that she made on that interview was negative. This interview was like 30 minutes long, by the way. And every single statement that this lady made was all negative. It's like, what the fuck is really going on? First and foremost, nobody would even know who the fuck you are if you weren't married to Steph Curry. Nobody would know you existed. And that's not to say you don't have your own talents and abilities. I'm saying nobody would see it on a worldwide scale without Steph. Steph made you a star, and you still complaining. And you mad that Steph is a respected dude, and people actually fuck with Steph, which is why they don't talk to you crazy and shit. Men show you love. They just not over-exceeding their boundaries and talking super crazy to you, because, you know, Steph a polite dude. He a good dude, and he's talented, well-known, obviously, popular, well-paid, hitting half-court jump shots. That always helps. And you still fucking mad. That shit is insane. Like, who the fuck are you? He put you in the spotlight, you utilized that spotlight, and you catapulted your fame. You used it well. And now people know who you are. You are a household name now. Steph is a superstar. You are a star. And I think that's what you're mad about. You want to have the most fame and shit. It's like, no. And you have to also remember, women aren't clamoring over Steph Curry because he is a fucking Michael B. Jordan looking ass dude or nothing. They're clamoring over him because these women's children are begging for Steph's jersey, begging for his shoes for Christmas and all this type of shit, playing basketball like Steph Curry, probably wearing his number, all this type of shit. So these women are clamoring over him because, one, he's well paid. Two, he makes he makes cold moves on the court and everything. He not a damn sex symbol by any means. And you trying to compare sexiness to his ability. You're trying to compare your sexiness to his ability. And the fact that men aren't after you or whatever, which I've already pointed out that that's not true. And it just doesn't make any fucking sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. What you're really mad at is men are running past you and knocking you out the way to get a picture with Steph. Which I've already talked about how disgusting that is. I already told y'all how I feel about male groupies in past episodes. I'm not even gonna get into that shit right now. But that shit is very disturbing. I have nightmares about that all the time. But we're gonna move past that. We're gonna move forward. Let's get back to Aisha. Miss Curry. Like, come on, man. You really out of line for this shit. Shit is very disrespectful. And you just opening the floodgates for dudes to disrespect you. I know your DMs are probably flooded with dick pics now and all type of wild shit. It's like, come on, man. Get a hold of yourself, Aisha. Get a hold of your fucking self. And plus, you can't compete with these IG models and shit. They full-blown ass naked on IG. You got a goddamn fucking frying pan in your hand and shit in an apron. Ain't nobody looking for that. Are you naked under the apron? Even that wouldn't be enough. You ain't even showing enough if you naked under the apron. That's how wild this IG shit is these days. So if you're not willing to compete with these IG models and all that type of shit for male attention, then you need to calm the fuck down. Because you definitely ain't trying to. She's still trying to be the old woman in the club type shit. The equivalent of an old dude in the club rattling Viagra in his pocket and shit. You gotta fucking relax, Aisha. God damn it. This shit is sad. Very sad. Like, how fucking dare you? Like, men and women look up to your relationship with Steph. Y'all have a beautiful relationship. Y'all have three beautiful children, all this type of shit. Y'all have like a fucking Cosby marriage. Cosby before the controversy. Please understand that. Pre-pill Cosby. Pre-pill Bill. That's fucked up. Yet hilarious at the same time. But yeah, pre-pill Bill, man. Come on. Fuck wrong with you, Aisha? You gotta, please, talk to us. Calm down. We love you. We're here for you. We're looking at you. I mean, I remember like it was yesterday when Steph first was getting heavily marketed and shit. Every guy on the internet was plastering pictures of Steph Curry's mother and of Aisha, saying how his whole family is beautiful and all this type of shit. And yet again, this shit ain't enough for you. It don't even make sense. What else could you possibly want? And this is something you shouldn't have said publicly. You should have just said this shit to Steph. I actually understand you feeling this way and all this type of shit because, yeah, male groupies are fucking ridiculous and they need to kill themselves, but you really shouldn't have said this shit out loud. You should have said this shit to your dude and y'all should have talked this shit out and hashed this shit out or whatever. But saying this shit to the world is very disrespectful to your dude, to me. I couldn't have the woman I'm with saying some goofy shit like this. This shit is out of control. Very unnecessary. But Steph handled it like a gentleman. Backed his wife as he should. But she too busy trying to show her back to other dudes and shit. That shit is just, I don't know. That shit rubbed me the wrong way. And I ain't even married. That's just some troubling shit to see. I know Steph was pissed off though. Cause I remember something happened before that where she was doing something on camera. And Steph was on camera with her. And he was like, nah, cut that shit out. I remember exactly what it was, but I ain't about to describe all that shit right now. But anyway. It was some wild shit and Steph checked her on it. And I know he checked her on this shit too. But he just did it in a more loving manner. And I ain't mad at it. And yeah, She must be stopped. I have to say that. She must be fucking stopped. You sound fucking nuts. Completely crazy as cat shit for saying some shit like that to the world. You know how ruthless and reckless these dudes are? And now you just open the floodgates to endless. You about to get an infinity gauntlet of dick pics on some super goofy Avengers type shit. Guardian of the Goofies. All these goofy ass dudes about to be at you relentlessly. I hope you're ready for this shit. You about to get all the attention you wanted. Now let's see what you do with it. And I don't want to hear that Me Too shit when this shit jump off. How you gonna be Me Too and why not me? You Me Too and you why not me? That's some selfish ass shit. In this Me Too generation, you begging to be harassed. And then when you get harassed, I don't want to hear all this fucking I fear for my safety type shit and all this other shit. You asked for this shit. So don't be Me Too and why not me? The why not me campaign, I think I'm gonna hashtag that shit. Oh yeah, I don't have an Instagram. God damn it. Now, I actually do have an Instagram. I just never made a post or anything. But I have an Instagram for the podcast. And yet again, I haven't used it yet. I'm thinking of some masterful ways to advertise and shit with it. I just haven't done it yet. Because y'all heard. Well, if you heard the last episode, you would know why. I'm just garbage with advertisement because I don't really give a fuck about doing it. But I'm not going to dwell on that again. And yeah, I hope Aisha finds the closure that she so deserves, that she's longing for. But yeah, I'm off Aisha right now. She'll figure that shit out. And from what it looks like, I see my boy Steve Harvey is getting a divorce or some shit. What is this? I don't know if it's a divorce or something. I think his wife just got caught up. I think it's known that she was messing with drug dealers or some bullshit from back in the day. I don't know. Some shit happened. And I think he is maybe getting a divorce. I guess I'm on my Wendy Williams type shit. But I'm just bringing this shit up because, you know, Steve known for writing these relationship books and all this shit. And he going through all this goofy shit. By the way, he stole that book from a woman. I think a woman wrote that book and he stole it and put his name on the shit. And I actually think she sued him and got money for it years later type shit. But yeah, Steve is a fucking con artist. I've been telling people this shit for years, but it's all good. People will listen one way or another. He also said some other wild shit. He was saying something like successful people don't sleep 8 hours a day. You too busy sleeping. You need to be doing more shit. So now you want people to not have any money and be sleep deprived. And I've already told people how important sleep is. You have to understand, people. Terrorists use sleep deprivation as a form of torture. As a form of torture. God damn it, man. People are so fucking retarded, man. It's pretty sad right now. But yeah, there are days where you're not going to get the same amount of sleep. But sleep is very important, though. You cannot negate sleep. Sleep is just as important as a healthy diet because it allows your body to recover and all types of shit. There's plenty of health benefits tied to sleep. If you didn't change anything in your life, but you just got your full sleep, your life will still improve dramatically just off the sleep alone. And then if you implemented a good diet or whatever and your actual food intake in terms of how much you eat, your life would improve once again dramatically. But yeah, I just brung all this up to say fuck Steve Harvey once again because, you know, I guess I'm on my Tyler Creator shit. I think he was always doing interviews randomly saying fuck Steve Harvey. I don't remember why or if he even had a reason why. But I approve of that message wholeheartedly. Definitely. The fuck... The fuck Steve Harvey campaign is back full force. Pause once again. I think I'm gonna go on a promo run. I'm gonna carry the torch from Brother Tyler. But yeah, please, people, get your sleep. Don't listen to fucking Steve Harvey. He wants you to be broke and sleepy. Kind of whole ass shit is that? And people, if you haven't seen Avengers, you might want to turn this podcast off now. Because I'm gonna talk about some things about the fucking movie. Or you might want to look into the, description. I might have timestamps in terms of when you could tune back in, but I don't know if I'm gonna say anything after the breakdown of the movie. But please, there will be spoilers in this part right here, so please don't listen to this if you're not ready. If you haven't saw the movie, turn the shit off right here. And I thank you for listening. This has been Sean of When We Feel Like It podcast, and I appreciate you. You are a citizen and a true value to this earth. Thank you. But turn the shit off if you haven't saw the movie yet. But let's just get right into it, man. A fucking crackhead saved the earth, man. Or the universe. Fucking Iron Man. Or Crack Man. And for people who don't know what I'm talking about, Robert Downey Jr. was a fucking crackhead in real life. He was like strung out on heroin and all that type of shit. And somehow he magically, miraculously, got his life together. And now he's out here saving the universe through the help of time travel and Doctor Strange and some other shit. That's fucking crazy, man. I'm gonna start being more nice to crackheads now, knowing that they could possibly save the universe and they might have the key to all humanity. I gotta change my approach now. I have to be more palatable to the needs of crackheads. I'll keep that into consideration. I'll keep that in mind. What else we got here about the movie and shit that was just fucking crazy? The fucking Hulk. Thanos then turned this nigga into a full-blown nerd. Thanos beat the brakes off of him and helped him realize his true abilities. He was like, you know what? I'm gonna start reading books and shit. You know what? This fighting shit ain't really me. Also, they tried to fucking emasculate the Hulk and shit. They got him on some toxic masculinity type shit. If you notice, when he saw his former self when they were time traveling and shit, he was like embarrassed that the Hulk was smashing shit. He was like, oh my God, look at this. This animal, this beast. It's like, my nigga Hulk, if you don't pick some shit up and throw that shit around and shit, do some Hulk shit, my nigga. Fuck are you doing? Put the fucking book down. This nigga a fucking Instagram model and shit. This nigga taking pictures with kids and all types of goofy ass shit. Nigga, if you don't do some Hulk related shit, turn this nigga to the Jolly Green Giant and shit, man. God damn it. And then you got fucking Cheese Puff Thor and shit. This nigga got Dorito residue on his suit. Like, come on, my nigga. The fuck is going on, man? I actually kind of like that, though, because in the fucking Avengers movies, they would always just sit back and wait for Hulk to do some Hulk shit and wait for Thor to do some lightning type shit. It's like, what the fuck are the rest of y'all here for? Y'all supposed to be an all-star team of nothing but all-stars and superstars and shit. And y'all sitting here waiting for the fucking Hulk and Thor to do all the work and shit. If y'all don't get the fuck in the game, the fuck is you waiting for, my nigga? Do some Avenger type shit. Then you got Spider-Man. This nigga's so garbage. He's so useless and shit as a kid. Like, this nigga's garbage. All his powers is fucking underpowered and shit. He just there for like moral support and shit. This nigga's garbage in the movie. Then you got fucking Captain America. This nigga's so trash. I fucking hate Captain America. Your fucking weapon of choice is a dinner plate, my nigga. Kill yourself. You got fucking pizza roll residue on your fucking weapon. My nigga, you are the most useless fucking Marvel hero I've ever seen in my fucking life. I hate you. I hate everything about you. This nigga's trash, man. Fucking Captain America. This nigga has a fucking dinner plate in his hand, saving the universe with a plate. Kill yourself, my nigga. Fucking hate everything about you. What else we got going on with this fucking movie, man? Let me see. We got fucking Captain Marvel, which I didn't see that movie. So I actually thought she was Phoenix at first, or Jean Grey, which I just learned that they actually making that movie as well, too, though. So I wasn't too far off, but they actually have that movie in the works. Well, it's already done, actually. They had a trailer for it and everything. I'm not gonna watch this shit, but it's pretty cool that they got that. But yeah, I didn't know who the fuck she was in the movie at first. I just assumed she was Captain Marvel. I don't even think they said her name in the movie. She just came in, you know, wreaking havoc and throwing shit around and, you know, fucking shit up. Thanos did put hands on her, but, you know, we'll move past that. What else? Also, why I think the movie was so classic, because if you really think about it, damn near every classic action movie has time travel in it. Terminator 2, all-time classic. Time travel. The Matrix. Not necessarily time travel, but, you know, kind of like augmented reality type shit. Alternate universe type shit. Back to the Future. Back to the Future 2. Which they referenced a lot of these movies in the movie, actually. What else we got? If you really think about it, all these classic movies. Inception. Inception. I feel like Endgame followed Inception pretty heavy, too, as well. All these movies have, you know, time augmentation or reality augmentation implemented into the movie, if you really think about it. And all these movies are classics to me. And I actually feel like Endgame is no different. I think Endgame is a classic. I actually think Endgame is better than all the other Avengers movies. I know it's not the popular opinion. Most people lean towards Infinity War. But Infinity War had a lot of good action, but there was really no story in the movie all that much. Endgame, to me, had a really good story. And the action was a lot. It was just all sectioned off into one part of the movie, which some people probably would find that boring or whatever. But the story was hard to me. And again, me personally, I watched it outside of superhero thinking. I watched it like a movie. I just watched it like a really good movie. That's all I did. So I really had no expectations. I had no demands on the characters and all this shit. And once again, I actually kind of like how they did Thor and Hulk in it. They kind of nerfed them. They kind of underpowered them to allow the other Avengers to shine. I like that because, once again, I feel like in the last three movies, they leaned too heavy. Like, they were leaning on Hulk in Infinity War, and he wasn't even, you know, you already know how that shit went. He wasn't even doing shit. And they were still waiting for him to do some Hulk shit. It's like, my nigga, fuck the Hulk. Go do some shit on your own. So I never liked that shit. I like that they had to actually, you know, use their own shit. I fuck with that. What else fucking happened in the movie? It was a couple other things that I fucked with and didn't fuck with. I like how fucking smart Thanos was in the movie. And how calculated he was in reserve. This motherfucker was sitting back watching his own highlight tape. And he was like, yeah, I'm going hard. This shit go cold. That nigga that nigga sat back and admired himself, man. I fuck with that. That shit was hard. Nigga watched his highlights, his top 10. That shit went hard. Like, damn, yeah, I am. I do go pretty hard. That nigga watched his own head get chopped off, and that shit didn't even move him. I fuck with that. That was some good shit. That nigga watched his And1 mixtape. He was very pleased with it. That's pretty funny. Nigga was getting his hot sauce on. Or the professor, for you younger niggas out there. Weak ass niggas. But let's see. What else we got here? Think that's about it, man. That nigga Captain America passed his dinner plate on to the black man. Why you want the black man to wash your dishes, man? Don't be handing your plates to the fucking... Who the fuck was that? I forgot his fucking name. What is it? Hawkeye or some bullshit? Nigga, fuck you and your dinner plate, Captain America. We don't want that goofy ass shit. I personally don't like nothing. I don't know. I just don't fuck with Captain America. I know that nigga... I think Well said Captain America, one of his favorite characters, I think. Something like that. I know that nigga gonna be very displeased with this commentary. But this shit had to happen, my nigga. Sorry. You gotta get this work sometimes. But I think that's about it, man. It ain't too much to cover and shit. And this ain't no, like, fucking real review or nothing. I'm just having fun with this shit, as you can hear. Just kind of cracking jokes about the movie. You want to hear all that nerd shit? Go to YouTube and watch all these breakdowns and Easter eggs and all that shit. They got you covered. I'm not going to do all that shit. I just enjoyed the movie for what it was. Again, I had no demands. I had no expectations. I just watched it, enjoyed it, and moved the fuck on. Everybody else is fucking heartbroken and shit. It's like, my nigga, grow the fuck up. A lot of people didn't like the time travel aspect of the movie. But again, that shit went hard to me. I'm sorry. But I knew they were going to do time travel well before that movie even came out. I said that shit on an earlier podcast. I think on the review that we did on Us. I think I said that on there. But anyway, I mean, I don't know what the fuck wrong with people. It was pretty obvious they were going to time travel. When those people turned into dust on Infinity War, I never thought that they were dead or anything. I knew they just disappeared into non-existence in terms of they went back in time or however it worked and shit. I already knew that. So I was never going around saying that they died and all this shit. They just fucking disappeared. But anyway, man, that's my Avengers review. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you didn't, too fucking bad, my nigga. But let's see what else we got here that's been jumping off recently. I forgot to say RIP to John Singleton. And did somebody else pass away? Battle rapper Tech N9ne had passed away. But it turned out that he killed himself to avoid a pedophile case. I know that shit just went dark right there. But you know what I mean? It's worth mentioning. He killed himself one day before his case was starting. So that shit was pretty pathetic. And his family had a GoFundMe and all this shit. Oh, I don't know if they made it or if somebody made it for their family. But people donated to that, which is unfortunate and all that type of shit. I know that sounds pretty random, but, you know, it is what it is. That shit was pretty weird. But anyway, I don't want to end it right there. So let me think of some other shit real quick. That's an awkward-ass ending right there. But, man, I just been redoing my place and shit. I got this shit real cold. I'm on my Thanos shit. I'm just sitting back basking in my highlights and in my glory and shit, looking around, admiring my shit. I done turned this shit into a real showpiece, man. It's on some real museum-type shit. Shit is looking glorious right now. I'm not gonna lie to you. I know y'all can't see it and don't give a fuck, but you know what I'm saying? I had to get that off. I'm in a creative zone right now. I'm just making all type of fly shit right now. It's going pretty hard for me. Pause. Oh yeah, real quick. Also, I saw Lord Jamar and Vlad TV have an argument about Dr. Sebi. And Vlad was saying how Dr. Sebi isn't a real doctor and all this goofy shit. And he wasn't really accredited and all this other bullshit. It's like, my nigga, accredited like these doctors who are poisoning children and shit, who are giving children prescription medicine and all this type of shit, and they don't need it, and they turn around and shooting up schools. These types of doctors, that's what you wanted Dr. Sebi to be? Some people are really in the game, and some people go to school to be in the game. If you already in the game, you don't gotta go to school for it, champ. What the fuck is wrong with you? And it's Dr. Sebi, motherfuckers. It's not Dr. Sebi. But it's all good, man. I don't even want to get into it. I thought about doing it, but fuck it. I might save that for another episode. But once again, it's your boy, Sean. I appreciate y'all for listening. It's been another week. I'm actually consistent in being responsible this time. Hope y'all appreciate this shit. It's WWFLIP, When We Feel Like It podcast, where we broadcast when the fuck we feel like it. Sean.